Booey. Baba booey.
Baba booey.
Could that be the cold open?
The baba booey.
100% could be the cold open.
Drinkopedia, the podcast where one of us has a week to learn two topics, then must get drunk and teach the rest of the class. It's a bit like attending your local pub quiz, only instead of questions, the quizmaster is just going to yell facts at you for 45 minutes. So in my experience, it's exactly like a pub quiz.
Oh.
I am Audra, and I am joined by Matt.
Hello.
And this week's drinker, Jason.
We chuckle in.
Is that how you're introducing yourself today?
I don't know how much you've drank, but I remember the moment not too long ago that I knew it was too much and I kept going anyways.
Oh, yeah. And you've got another fresh glass there as well.
I noticed that. I did notice that. I'm not too drunk to not notice more alcohol was poured into my glass without my knowing. But it's sudden and unexpected.
Can I talk about how realistic this drunk level is? I recently watched a couple of drunk histories.
Yes.
I think it was from the British show. And I think they lie about how much they drink.
I don't know how to lie. Which I think is a commendable part about my personality.
Definitely. Because there was this one episode where a comedian I like had 10 double whiskeys and 6 glasses of wine.
Bullshit.
So it's mixing drinks. You can't stand after... I mean, they're sitting down. It's talking heads, so I suppose they don't have to. But maybe we don't drink enough, but they either drink too much or they're lying about it.
How much... Is this my third or... Second?
Well, that's your third one of those glasses, but those hold about 1.5 glasses of wine.
Yes.
Whoa.
So that's like...
And that's wine. Whoops,
it's like glass 4 and 5 that you have.
Whoa, there. That's like my monthly quota. I need to stop doing that. Whoa.
But you didn't have 10 double whiskeys before it is the thing. You didn't have 20 shots.
I think I'd die.
Same.
So in the DARE classes that they had us do in middle school, early high school to convince us not to drink... They taught us that, like, a shot of alcohol, like liquor, or a beer, or like a glass of wine, each of those is like equivalent to you shouldn't drive for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Does this mean 10 double whiskeys, he shouldn't drive for 20 hours?
Yes, plus wine.
26 glasses of wine?
Yeah.
26 hours. He cannot drive for a day plus a little bit. Because he will be drunk 24 hours from that point.
Yeah.
They are saying he would be drunk.
Look, the point is, drunk history, it was a very good show, but they were liars. Here, you get the truth. You get the God's honest truth. Jason is 4 or 5 glasses of wine in, and as you can see, that's enough.
I walked here, so I'm being responsible, you know? Mm-hmm.
Which is surprising, because he lives 100 miles away.
I'm a lot fitter than you would think. That's not true. I wish I was. Good Lord.
So what are you drinking?
Wine.
Oh, yeah.
Always the wine. You said this was a dry rosé.
It's a dry rosé, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. All wine kind of tastes the same to me.
I mean, it is all like fermented fruits.
Yeah.
Specifically grapes.
Yeah. White grapes, red grapes, you know, from California, from New Jersey. It's all the same
for
to
New
me.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
That New Jersey wine.
Yeah, whatever that is. Francia, right?
Oh, Franzia, that box. They've done like experiments. I don't know how formal they are. There are probably some formal equivalents, whatever, where they've given people wine at different temperatures or in the dark, or they've put food coloring in, and the average person can't tell the difference.
Hmm.
Like a warm white wine. They were like, this is probably a red.
Oh, really?
Okay, I see.
Or like certain reds that were chilled. They were like, this is definitely a crisp white wine.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nope. It wasn't.
Look, people like substances that alter their mind. people come up with all sorts of reasons to justify that. So it's like, if you can make it artsy and bougie, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds better than, I'm going to drink three bottles later to stave off the depression.
I'm sure some people can tell, but 99%
liars.
Of the world.
They're all liars.
Just like Drunk History.
Slam! We should be better than Drunk History.
So what are your topics this week?
I had to text Matt this morning because I forgot.
You're not supposed to admit to the teacher that you're cramming before
David
class.
Bowie.
Bowie?
And it's Bowie? Bowie?
Bowie?
We'll find out. And it's the Daddy Long Legs. The spider?
Yeah.
The question mark? So those are my two topics.
So are you doing them in that order?
No. What order did I say them? I'll be honest, I forgot. Flip reverse. Daddy Long Legs first. Interesting. More interesting than I thought it would be.
And you like animal topics.
I do like animals. They're pretty good. They're nice.
I think we put a poll up on Twitter on Father's Day for like two actual parental related things. And then Daddy Long Legs.
Dream Daddy was on that poll.
Dream Daddy
was,
yeah.
And oh, I voted for it.
Oh, that's a video game. If you don't have it, get it on the App Store.
You don't have to get it.
It's so good. You get to date daddies.
And do you get to date Daddy Long Legs?
Oh, there's some long legs. Are long legs attractive on a man?
I think they can be. I think it's preference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything's attractive on everyone.
That's true. That's true. Let's get into Daddy Long Legs.
Yes.
Let's get into it. All right. So I think it's, well, actually, do you have them in England? No, I know that. You have them in England. Do you have them commonly in England to the point that you're like, Daddy Long Legs? I know what that is.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. In America, we definitely have them. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because even as a young lad, like a tiny guy, being part of like an immigrant family, they were like, that's a Daddy Long Legs. I was like, can you translate that to Vietnamese? Because I don't think that's possible, mate. what the fuck is that? And we all kind of know them. They're the spiders. Or. Fuck, I forgot. There's some other creatures.
Yeah.
That have long legs that sometimes you call Daddy Long Legs.
Is it crane flies?
Yes.
Crane flies.
Wow, you're so good.
I'm not drunk.
Crazy.
It is the next
crane
related.
Crane flies and something other are also referred to as Daddy Long Legs, but I'm going to go over spiders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think the Daddy Long Legs, I think I've called a crane fly spider or a Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
But I think the one that most people think in their heads is the spider.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Cool.
Are we in a situation of like all Daddy Long Legs, all spiders are Daddy Long Legs, but not all Daddy Long Legs are spider? That kind of thing.
No,
we're not in that.
No. We're not. In fact, there is a bit of confusion in terms of what to call a Daddy Long Legs, which I find shocking. But so Daddy Long Legs is part of a family, a genus.
Yeah. There's a mommy long legs, a baby long legs,
baby like short legs.
Like a teen angsty middle legs.
Angsty middle
that's
legs.
That's so good, dude. Oh, that's so good. Fuck. There's a name for them, but I think they're as a unit, I think they're called phyclids or something.
That sounds believable.
Like that. Yeah. Mm. So it's generally a family of spiders that have very long legs.
Okay.
And they're brown.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
They inhabit all continents on the earth in some way or another.
Antarctica?
Except for Antarctica.
Oh, you got me there.
Because nothing lives there except for cold.
Snow. Snow lives things. There.
Yeah. Snow,
except
snow
for
lives
researchers.
There. Polar bears and or penguins and some researchers, one or the other. But how do you identify a brownie long legs?
How do you identify a brownie long legs?
They're brown. Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Not only do they have long legs, because all spiders technically have pretty long legs.
Mm-hmm. Technically.
They're brown and they have a peanut-shaped body.
Didn't think you were going with peanut there.
Yeah. They have a really long penis.
Oh, they do.
That's the long leg that's we're talking about.
The long third leg.
You wouldn't think spiders have penises.
I guess the ninth leg, isn't it? Really,
because
then.
female spiders definitely don't have vaginas.
Don't they?
But...
Oh, wait, no, because of eggs and stuff.
It's yeah, honestly, the ninth leg is just for aesthetics.
Just for clout, you know? Yeah. Just to intimidate other spiders. But they're identifiable by the idea that most spiders have like 8 eyes.
Yeah.
Usually in groups of 2. So like 4 sets of eyes, you know, little eyeballs.
Okay.
But these spiders have 6. Sometimes 8, but 6 in groups of 2. So they usually see like 3 eyeballs.
Okay.
From like our point of vision. You can see like 3 eyes on them.
Yes.
So the brown, they have long legs and they have 3 eyes. There's a common misconception and a myth that a daddy long leg spider, it's like venom, is deadly and can kill you.
I've heard that.
Who said that?
Yeah, exactly. As a kid, I wasn't aware of that, but I think it's a common enough myth. Audra is aware of it. I think it's a common enough myth that it's been perpetuated.
No, it must be a Midwest thing.
Very American. It's not. Mythbusters actually proved this. I didn't watch this episode, but it's worthy enough to be put into an article, like the Wikipedia article. Adam Savage put his fist in a jar of daddy long legs.
Okay.
Like a shit ton of them.
Again, thought it was going to be a fist in a daddy long leg.
Sure, yeah. But yeah, just punched.
Oh, it's dead. Get
on
another
the Discovery
one.
Channel, he just punched spiders over and over. No, but he put his hand in like a jar of it, and he like mentioned a slow burning sensation, but nothing enough to be of medical attention.
Okay.
So you can't get bit. Their fangs are very small. Barely enough to penetrate the human skin. And on top of that, their poison is meant for other spiders. They actually eat other spiders.
Oh.
Is their main diet.
Cannibals, but not quite, because
no.
A different species of spider.
If I ate a monkey.
It's like if you ate a monkey.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Wouldn't it be a cannibal?
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
It'd be a bit odd, because they're so similar. Like, you can see the characteristics there.
Yeah, but I heard carrots fingers are as easy to bite as carrots.
See, my roommate in college insisted that.
Did you test it out?
No, but despite my
Your roommate
Googling,
was made of carrots, though. We should clarify that.
She was. She was a drawing and painting major. It was incredibly difficult.
carrot fingers.
As a carrot, I mean, how do you hold those paintbrushes?
Yeah.
She insisted this, despite the fact that we Googled it every time she insisted it.
Really?
And it's
not true?
You can't bite straight through your finger as easily as a carrot. That's not real.
It's more like a cabbage. Like a raw cabbage.
I'd say like a parsnip. Okay. Close.
Like
close
a parsnip. Like a daikon. an exotic radish. But what the fuck was I saying?
Venom?
Fingers. Venom. That's where it was. Venom, it's not enough to kill you. They use it to kill other spiders.
Yeah, to eat them.
Yeah, to eat them, which is what they do, which is good. So don't kill daddy long-legged spiders. If you see them, they kill other spiders.
Well, is that good, though? I thought spiders were good to have lots of.
Like except if they're poisonous, which is what we're going to get to, right?
Okay.
Why would this misconception exist? It wasn't explicitly stated, but I'm going to go out and venture that...
Yeah, that's staying in.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
You fucking dick.
That was hilarious.
That's unnecessary.
No, normally you'll do like a quiet one or do it loud straight into the mic and don't care. But you went to the side to do a and then back to it. That's absolutely staying in. So is this.
Yeah. Top notch.
Shit.
Sorry, I derailed you again.
The reason this misconception, my conjecture is that brown recluse spiders.
Oh, yeah.
If you're afraid of spiders, which most people are, I don't get it, but most people are, you know about them. They're dangerous. Medically, I don't know if they'll kill you all the time, but medical issue if you get bit by a brown recluse.
Yeah.
They are very similar in appearance, which I think is the conjecture as to why people think daddy long legs are dangerous.
Yes. Like pre-internet, people would have just seen
a
spider that looked like that.
Absolutely.
And thought, yes, this is poisonous.
Absolutely. As a kid, I used to find daddy long legs sometimes, and I used to pull their legs from them like a fucking serial killer would.
I was going to say, like a psychopath?
Yeah. Because, it's too easy.
See,
they're very
that's
long.
What psychopaths say.
They're very long.
They don't say that.
They're so easy to grab, and then they keep hobbling along as if nothing happened.
You sound insane.
See, I knew kids that did this growing up, and I
They're in jail now, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't. I wasn't friends with them. So, you know, you've grown.
You're friends with me. Yeah. And so what is a brown recluse spider? If you don't know about it, you've never seen it, et cetera, et cetera. Brown recluse spiders, dangerous. I almost said spanderous. That's not a word.
That's when a spider's dangerous.
That's a spider's dangerous.
It's in the dictionary now.
Spanderous. James Spanderous. But remember that show? What show was he on?
The actor James Spader, who's been in many shows.
Has he?
Put it in the hat. James Spader in the hat.
I knew this was bad before I began.
I cannot wait to hear this explanation of David Bowie.
It's bad. But brown recluse spider is also brown. It's a spider.
Yeah.
It also, here's the thing. It has a black line on it that looks like a violin to the point that some people call it the fiddler spider.
Okay.
It's like a violin.
Ooh,
where
why
the...
Why do I hate that more?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a bit molesty, doesn't it?
Fiddler. It's going to fiddle you. But
nope.
And I have seen pictures of it. It does look like a violin. The violin's like on its abdomen. And you're like, oh, that's a fucking brown recluse. Apparently a lot of other spiders have that mark. The other identifier of a brown recluse is six sets of eyes to each. Or no, six eyes.
Yeah. So the same as the daddy long legs.
Same as the daddy long legs. They're both brown. They have both three eyes.
Both got violins.
Both have violins. Plenty of legs
full
to
size.
Play with. No, well, so the, actually the daddy long... Not to joke around, because I don't fuck with science.
Yeah, okay.
Spanders. daddy long legs don't have the violin. They have longer legs. So if you see a fairly large-ish brown spider with normal size legs,
yep.
As you see... Violin, three eyes.
Bad.
Get the fuck out.
Yep.
Get your local daddy long legs. Eat that shit up. Yeah. I don't know if they eat them, actually.
But if you see a cello, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think daddy long legs eat black widows. Isn't that wild?
That is kind of crazy.
Right?
That's gotta play into them having super dangerous venom as a myth.
Right. Oh, shit. Whoa, what?
Because if they can kill the spider,
they can
spider,
kill,
they can kill humans.
Yeah. Then people would think they were super dangerous.
Yeah. They're harmless. They're good. I used to pull their legs.
Yeah,
as
you've
a
child. Said. You've
you,
said.
You get keep saying.
Get intimate with them.
Intimate.
That's for. Nope.
That's me. That's the long
legs. That's the daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs as the spider.
Yeah.
Not the. Horse catcher fly, whatever you said.
Yeah, the crane fly.
Good.
The horse catcher fly.
I don't know where the fuck that came from.
I feel like in the Midwest we called them mosquito hawks.
Yeah.
Because
they eat mosquitoes, right? The crane flies.
Yes.
I didn't Google that. Shit.
Look, some of the bullshit you've said in the last 15 minutes, I
good.
Don't think.
It's
and
good.
You Googled any of it. It could be it could be true. It might not be. Tiny violins on the back of spiders?
Yeah.
What?
Much for listening to Drinkopedia. If you want to know more about what we're up to and when the episodes release, you can follow us on Twitter at Drinkopedia Pod. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere you find your podcasts. If you like us, give us 5 stars. That's great.
Oh, God.
David Bowie.
Who? Yeah.
That's this what you're the... supposed to tell us.
Yeah.
I just got to say, this is the giggliest you've ever been, Jason. You are in a fit of giggles this episode.
It's the rosé.
It clearly is the rosé.
I haven't bought any alcohol since I moved into my new apartment. This Good. Is the first bit of alcohol I've had.
Yeah.
Since whenever last I recorded this show.
Uh-huh.
And it's a dangerous game.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's. I'm sure there are people listening who are absolute hardcore drinkers who are like, oh, wish I had the idea for this show. I'd be a better drinker and teacher, I'd be absolutely wasted. But I think today we're justifying it. Mm-hmm. Jason is absolutely smashed.
Mm-hmm. I could have had 10 double whiskeys and talked about David Bowie.
All right. Well, David, okay, so let's, I got to do this. David Bowie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
He's dead now.
Well, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah. He's dead now. That sucks. He was born 1947. I know that. He died at the age of 69, which I think.
Nice.
After, yeah. Yeah. Nice. After what I've learned about him, he would say the same thing.
Yeah. He almost planned.
He wanted it that way, you know? David Bowie, not born David Bowie. I think we covered that in the Bowie knife episode.
Yeah, I think we did.
He was born David. I'm going to say Taylor.
You're going to say Taylor?
I don't remember if that was the right name.
I think
Jones.
David Jones?
I know it's David Jones.
He was born Davy Jones.
He was born Davy Jones.
Okay. And he changed that instead of capitalizing on the pirate empire.
Yeah.
Yes, but he almost went to the other route that you said.
Except, he almost became a pirate?
Except Davy Jones and the Monkees became popular when he was Davy Jones.
Mm.
Oh.
So he couldn't do that. So, yeah. The David Bowie, born in the South, was a young guy, and he just wanted to make music. I think right off the bat, I think he wanted to make music. And so he did a couple bands.
Okay.
They didn't go well. He was David Jones. Shortly after Davy Jones and the Monkees, which I don't know about, we did Hartlepool Monkees. I don't know what your country's obsession with monkees is.
We love them.
There's none in your country.
No, that's why we're so chimp crazy.
Chimp crazy.
Yeah.
After he became Davy Jones and Davy Jones and the Monkees came in, he went, you know what? I got a great idea. I'll be Tom Jones.
What?
And then fucking Tom Jones came out.
That's not
and
unusual.
And he's like, shit.
How dare you? How?
That's a good joke you made there.
Thanks.
Tom
Jones.
Tom Jones became a guy. We know him. It's not a usual.
That classic.
And David Bowie's like, fuck, I'll just be David Bowie. We had an anecdote about that. Listen to the Bowie knife episode.
Yeah. Did you mean to blend the sentences like that?
Bowie.
David Bowie had an anecdote.
Did I do that?
Yeah, you did. It was great.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I don't notice these things.
This is going to be a nightmare to edit.
He became an artist. We're in a couple bands that didn't do well. So he said, fuck you guys. Fuck this. I'm out of here. Fuck it.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he became David Bowie, the single recording artist. He came out with two albums that didn't do well. In England or anywhere else.
Switzerland.
Yeah. Or, you know. And Zimbabwe.
No, it did amazing in Zimbabwe.
Oh yeah, that's right. Millions of dollars in Zimbabwe. But the it didn't do well, but he persevered nonetheless. His real breakout came with Ziggy Stardust.
Yes.
The character of Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy Zardust. Yeah. I like it. All the Zs.
Yeah. Who is his androgynous character?
Androgynous.
Oh Jesus.
But you can say, you're drunk, so you can say androgynous. I'm just saying androgynous for the listener.
Good, 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 good. And he was kind of this breakout persona of David's.
Yes.
He came, David. He came out with this album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out with a couple singles that you guys might know, Life on Mars.
Yeah.
Mm.
Others? Stuff like that.
Space Oddity.
Space Oddity was good. I know this. I didn't format it in a chronological order. Space Oddity was really good because came out the same year the moon landing happened. So people were like, space.
Good 69. Marketing.
Oh
was, my God.
Was it 1969?
It was.
We went to the moon 1969.
69. And they were like, marketing, great. But David didn't mean that, I don't think. But Ziggy Stardust was great. Ziggy Stardust existed for a while. He came out with a couple of hit albums and singles that not only reached top charts in England, but also in America. And then he came out with the persona of the pale white man.
Yes.
Right? Another persona. He went to America, got popular in America. He came out with an album, Something America.
Yeah. Young Americans.
Young Americans. That's it. That was really good. That's a David Bowie classic. Yeah. We're getting popular here in the 70s to the 80s, right? And David Bowie is like a household name at this point, I think. He's gone from rock to hard rock to pop rock.
Yep.
Electronic and techno into the 90s as well.
Definitely.
And so he enlists the names of people like John Lennon. Like
that was definitely before 1980, though.
Sure.
It would have been pretty difficult after that.
John Lennon's dead? We get that.
But they collaborated in the 70s.
Yes. Yes. When he went to America, he also did funk.
Yeah.
Okay. Funk.
That was good. Now, that was a good era.
Is there something that he was referred to as? Like a nickname that he had to describe his actions of being able to blend in seamlessly with all different styles of music. He played with genres, but managed to
blend.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
He was known as a musical chameleon.
Yeah, he's a musical chameleon.
Yeah, you knew that.
I knew that.
Most famous thing about David Bowie, you knew it. You definitely knew it.
I was going to get to that. I knew you were putting me on a track. You can't do that to me drunk. David Bowie was a musical chameleon. But he also enlisted the names of John Lennon. And other people. There's a lot of names that are referenced in.
You've just said John Lennon, so it's
John
it's
Lennon's
tough to
honestly
imagine.
The only one I know. I'll be honest, the only guy I know. But David Bowie is also known not only for his talent to create music, but his talent to enlist music is something that kept popping up.
Mm.
He was very good at creating albums that had major collaborations with certain bands or people. Yeah. And then also bringing certain musicians, whether they were just guitar for this
whether
part.
They were John Lennon,
whether they were John Lennon, or whether they wrote an aspect of the song. I wish I knew the names. We've established on this podcast, I'm not a music guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your vinyl episode was very good.
Thank you. That was more about the engineering of vinyl, which Asian guy, yeah, engineering, good on you. But a lot of videos or documentaries, short documentaries that I watched or like articles always mention people's names in blue highlight. I don't know who the fuck these people are. But apparently there's not many musicians or artists out there right now coming up or have been that have not been touched by the music of David Bowie in some way or form. And that's due to the fact that he's a chameleon of music.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Right. And then in his later life, he goes in the 90s. He has a slow roll. I think his last live concert was in 2004.
That sounds about right.
Or six, one of the others. Because I think in the early 2000s, he had heart complications, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so that caused him to slow down. But he never stopped up until his death, not this year.
2016.
Mm-hmm. I read this in a book. The book doesn't shut up about it. In 2016, he died and he came out. It was 2 days after his 69th birthday.
Yes.
And it was 2 days after the release of his last album.
Black Star.
Thank you. I thought you would know that. I forgot it. Banked on the idea that you would know that.
That's not allowed.
That's
I
totally
really
cheating.
Shouldn't be helping you out, but I really am. Think of me as a teacher's assistant.
I have resources and I use them. That's not cheating. but... That's like David, and that album is important, and that was voted. It was like the top album of Britain that year, or some bullshit
it,
like
it
that.
It may well have been,
yeah,
because of his death.
Yeah, exactly, and the idea that he was talking about death the whole time. So he was musically active until basically the day he died.
Yeah,
Of lung cancer,
yes.
Liver cancer, no, liver,
was it liver,
the other L word, liver cancer,
the other L cancer.
Yeah, the other liver cancer. He died 69. Nice.
Straight after cancer. That's not appropriate. That's fine.
That's okay. He had a couple acting stunts.
Yeah.
Or stints.
No stunts. I like it.
Yeah. Yep.
He was a stunt man.
Yeah.
He was actually Tom Cruise's body double.
The pale white man. Yeah. But he was in The Prestige. He was in, famously, Labyrinth.
Yes. Mm. That's the big one, right?
That's the big one.
I'll say.
Geroff?
are you referencing his package?
Yes. Yes, I am.
He was in other stuff. I think The Temptations of Christ was another one.
The Last Temptation of Christ.
Wow, you know so much. It's like you studied for this. Wow. I love it. It's good. He did a couple film roles, but he was always an artist, I think, is the legacy that he left.
Yes.
What I'd like to dissect now.
Okay.
Yep. Some more
some
juicy.
Actual order to the lecture now. That's
right. That's a gist.
Yeah.
In this portion of the essay, I would like to.
Now to new things. His personal life. What was he as a man? What was he as a person, right? I think the big thing that goes around David Bowie is his sexuality.
Mm.
I think that's a big topic of conversation, especially when you look at Ziggy Stardust. You look at some lyrics of The Life of Mars and that whole album, generally speaking.
Yes.
You look at this androgynous character in the late 70s. I know that. It's the late 70s.
Uh-huh.
You go, who is this guy? It's interesting. We mentioned in the David Bowie episode, you know that he's bisexual.
Yes.
He's proclaimed himself to be bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually pretty early on, too.
Yeah.
He only really censored that fact when it was the early days of America. Because America, even now, is very known to British people as like a Puritan state.
Yeah, I mean that's like a simplified version, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like where, like I think, like he came out as bi very early on. I don't remember the era really, but very early on.
America was just starting to shift into the 80s, and that was very much not a cool thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and he was very like okay with people knowing he was bi in England, but it was very different. And in his own words, what he wanted to do in America.
Yeah.
And so he kind of censored that more.
Which, cynically speaking, might be, I want to sell a lot of records.
Yeah, probably.
And if I'm open. Props. And there wasn't as much support for celebrities being open about that as there is now.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. There's interesting snippets on this, though. So I think.
Interesting snippets.
Yeah.
Snippets and titbits.
Yeah. Like exactly. Well, this is very... let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into the snippets.
Let's get into it. Because I think there's conflicting reports on what bits were snipping.
Okay.
With David Bowie.
Okay.
I think he himself proclaimed that he was bisexual. I think that's known. And I think there's a couple conflicting reports with he himself on how he views himself.
Yes.
But I think as an aggregate, we can say he said he was bi.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of snippets where it says that bisexuality was a prison for him and he was straight out gay.
Oh.
That being said, he's been married twice. That might not mean anything, but let's get into
that. Women.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, to women. And that might not mean anything to himself. We know things like that exist, but let's get into those and why that might get more conflicting. His first marriage, I think, was from 1970 to 1980, in which in 1971, his first son was born, Zowie Bowie, as we've talked about before in this show.
Yeah.
I love that anecdote. Zoe Bowie, whatever you want to call it.
Hang on. Doesn't this answer the question, though? Doesn't this provide the answer? Because it's either Zowie Bowie or Zoe Bowie. And that answers...
He never cared.
Okay. Because
it was a pseudonym, as you said, taken from the Bowie knife, which in America, which originated from America, we pronounce as Bowie.
Bowie.
But I think the name Zowie is pronounced Zowie and not Zoe.
You know what? No one ever does that. The Bowie knife, the fact that it is pronounced Bowie knife, no one ever says David Bowie.
We say David Bowie.
We say either Bowie or Bowie.
English is fucked. But, as a bilingual person,
fuck
your English.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, fuck that.
But I think we should start the precedent of David Bowie.
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
He's David Bowie.
Not David Bowie.
It's not Bowie. It's not Bowie. It's Bowie.
Zooey Bowie.
Zooey Bowie. That's right. Who's now known as Duncan Jones. The director of Moon and Warcraft.
For reals?
Yeah. Moon. I don't know if it's called Moon or The Moon or whatever. I've watched it once.
It's Moon.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And then Warcraft, which did great in China. It's unrelated.
Put it in the hat.
But 1971 to his first wife. I think her first name is Angie. I don't remember the rest of her name. But she even said, and I think it was like a green card marriage. She even said that the marriage starting off with David Bowie was never going to last. They knew that from the beginning. And before they got married, he said, I don't really love you.
Oh, wow.
So she knew that.
So she knew it was a green card deal.
Yeah. And I think she always knew that it was tumultuous and never would last. And I think it was a similar situation with Freddie Mercury, where they knew the relationship was a sham. Yeah.
It's how Audra knows that our relationship is fine and not just because because of a green card.
Oh, thank God.
Because
I thought that was going somewhere.
Because I agreed to marry her in 2016, where the world was going to hell in America, and America was the least desirable place to be.
When you know it's true love, man.
Exactly.
That's when you know it's true love, man.
You were willing to come to this shit fest.
Yeah.
And live here with me.
It's okay. Britain has become more of a shit fest since I left.
By a hair. By a hair.
It's close.
It's close. But
that's up for debate.
USA. Where was I? Okay. She knew it was a sham. She was under NDA until a certain point of time. And then she wrote like a memoir, I guess it would be called, about her tumultuous marriage with David. He eventually married, I think in 2008 or so, and forgive me if I make this error of all the errors I've made, a Sawali American model.
Yes.
Iman. And they have stayed together up until his death, and they have a daughter. But he had two marriages with two women, which doesn't at all cancel the idea of bisexuality, but the idea that his relationships have leaked out information about that is juicy. Specifically Angie. I think Angie has always been on the side that he is bisexual.
Yeah.
And had relationships. And they had an open marriage as well. I should note that.
Okay.
And so that was kind of like a loveless marriage that she was in and kind of almost entrapped in. Maybe they were both entrapped in for convention purposes. But that was very tumultuous and a hard time for both of them. But there have been also reports on the side. We've already presented that he's bisexual / maybe even gay. There have been reports that he is claiming to only be bisexual because he has been around and been exposed to a very gay and bisexual community. And thus he would feel that it would be normal for him to also claim that identity for himself. And also the first two albums he released solo didn't do well.
Yeah.
It was with the market release of his persona Ziggy Stardust that came out that brought him to commercial success.
I feel like that's opening up a whole other box of things. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Because it sounds quite homophobic to think that.
Yeah, it's certain writers have put that out there. It's not himself.
Yeah.
But it is something that was of note that I found in terms of his idea on sexuality is fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And it is especially a very confusing time for some people, to the point where their journeys take a lot longer than others. Some people they know immediately when they're kids. Some people it's a journey that takes them a long way throughout. And I think especially when it comes to David and when he, you know, there's periods of time where he claims he's bisexual and there's periods of times where he claims he's homosexual.
Yeah.
And so I think for him, as I'm taking it as an aggregate image, is that it was a very... his sexuality was very confusing and very fluid and something that he didn't have a huge grasp on.
Yeah. Isn't that more accurate, though, to what sexuality actually is?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I always view him as a bit of an icon for the LGBT community because he...
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
He refused to pigeonhole himself in a lot of ways that... And there's nothing wrong with labels.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with identifying as something... because that's if that helps you navigate the world better, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, sexuality and gender are fluid, and so you can't really put a label on it. You can't.
Yeah.
In putting labels on it, you create more binaries. You don't make it this beautiful scope that it can be.
Yeah, and I think that reflects. So this is my second musical artist I've done for the show, and I think if I were to compare it, which I shouldn't do, but I think if I were to compare and contrast Marvin Gaye. I love Marvin Gaye because he's a very tortured soul. And in some ways, I don't view David Bowie similarly as a tortured soul. He just seems to be very much an artist. In the same way that his sexuality is very fluid and always like changing, or his gender is always like fluid and nothing here or there. It's the same thing with his music. David Bowie has went from rock, hard rock, to pop, to techno, to funk. And always like at the same time, always kept the identity of David Bowie.
Yeah.
And I think that's similar. But I've never come across this idea to me personally from what I've learned about David Bowie in the short time that I have, that he's a tortured artist. He just seems to be, and this has been quoted a couple times, he's just like a quintessential rock star.
Yeah.
He's one of the quintessential rock stars of our generation, if not period. He has a lot of influence from Elvis Presley, but he doesn't seem like to be a tortured artist. Just more of an artist.
He did a lot of drugs, but...
He did a lot of drugs. I forgot. Cocaine.
He seemed to be... It's the same way that, like, Stephen Fry is, like, casually like, I've done so much coke, you wouldn't believe
really?
It.
Really? Wow.
And it's like, he wasn't tortured. David Bowie had a complete handle on the amount of drugs he was taking, and he used it to inform his art.
Mm. And boy, did he make art, man.
And boy, did he.
Boy, did he. People are influenced to this day because he's touched almost all the genres. I'm not going to say all the genres. Almost all the genres. Yeah. But he's like very flexible as a artist and as a musician. And his entire life is celebrated in terms of his artistry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. He definitely touched everything within rock and pop.
Yeah.
And also, like, he collaborated with, as you said, with all sorts of people. He collaborated with John Lennon. He collaborated with the former leader of the Beatles.
There you go.
He collaborated with the husband of Yoko Ono.
He
collaborated
married?
With the man who was shot and killed in 1980.
Oh,
so
my
many
God.
People. So many people.
Super informative.
I think last time you drank, we were like, oh, that's the drunkest Jason's been. I think we might have. did we creep up?
Yeah. Go one remember above? When I felt the walls? I think I always try to avoid that.
Yeah, you didn't feel the walls this time.
No.
You did when you were climbing down the stairs to get to the studio. You
did you see
place
that?
Your hands flat on both sides.
I didn't
sides
see that.
I thought no one was behind me. I'll be honest. I know exactly what you're talking about. I thought no one was behind me.
I just saw it briefly.
Shouting into the air. Oh, my God.
I just saw it very briefly as you turned the corner, but that's when I knew we were in for it. Next week, Matt, are you prepared to get this drunk?
Am I in for it? Yeah. I'll go for it. I'll go hard.
Yeah. Mike's hard?
I'll go Mike's hard.
Mike's hard.
I can drink Mike's hard.
Hell yeah.
I drank a pint of mimosa last time I drank.
Oh,
I'll drink 2 pints of Mike's hard.
Oh, dude, 10 pints, like the drunk history formula.
Oh, yeah, let's do the yeah. Oh,
you're at home, you're
lovely
fine.
Lovely running thread of jokes through this, by the way.
Yes.
Excellent. Referencing that drunk history anecdote from right at the start. Lovely stuff.
Yes. So you are going to be drawing 3 topics from our hat this week. You'll read them out. You'll put one back. The hat.
Yes.
This is just a wide-billed black fedora.
Oh.
When I looked at pictures of David Bowie prior to this week, choosing my hat, there's a lot of pictures of him in a fedora, a black fedora, but
really?
The bill is like wider.
Whoa.
It's just a classic.
It is.
I didn't know that.
We're drawing from a classic hat.
I always know he has gray hair, and if I had gray hair, no hat.
Yeah, show it off.
He has
Silver
amazing
Fox.
Hair. He's like Tom Cruise. His hair is very versatile. Say what you want about Tom Cruise. Versatile
I will.
Hair. Yeah.
I believe I did in the
Long,
Tom Cruise
short,
episode.
Colored, you know? It's gray hair they've got.
Yeah?
White guy hair.
White guy hair.
Yeah.
White guy, white hair.
White, pale man, pale hair.
Pale man, pale hair.
Yeah.
So what are the topics that you drew out of this classic hat?
Okay, I have drawn Baby Yoda...
Okay.
And I'm saying this now. I'm taking this.
Yeah.
I'm taking this right in my pocket. It's going to be between the other two, no
in
matter
your
what
little
they are.
Satchel?
In my satchel. It's going in there. And I'll tell you for why.
Yep.
My worst nightmare is that Jason gets this topic and then just talks for 25 minutes about how cool Baby Yoda is.
I voted for that. I remember you tweeted like, God, please not Yoda. And I went click, and I was like, Matt's going to hate this. Dude. And I saw it. Baby Yoda's winning by a mile.
I secretly love this modern stuff. It's fun to do.
It's so good.
I'm going to do Baby Yoda. Genuinely, I enjoyed The Mandalorian, so
yes.
I'm not going to be super cynical about
it. Any sane person should.
Okay, so then it's between...
Yes.
Listomania.
Okay.
What's that?
And...
BuzzFeed listicles?
Ooh. If it is, that'd be interesting. And Saturn. our planet.
Not our planet, yeah.
Yes.
The planet. A planet. On, yeah. It's in our solar system.
The most iconic planet.
Do you know what? I'm seeing a theme. I'm seeing a chance for a thematic episode.
Space.
Space week.
Of space.
Oh.
Or did you think that Saturn was like a fictional baby puppet? Drinkopedia was not recorded before a live studio audience and was presented by Jason Nguyen, Audra Stevenson, and Matt Watson. Music by Mojo Kid and produced by Onsuo.